Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, talking to people who care a lot about your small business and want to help, or people who are small business owners. They're actually out there making it happen, like you and me. And that's what's going on this half hour. Terry Levine is with us, and she is going to talk. She's talking to us about her new business. Remember when she was here about 2.5 months ago, she was just about ready to open up her boutique lingerie shop with a European influence, I might add. Claire de Lune is the name of her company. She's the grand prize winner of the Palo Alto Software Small Business Plan Contest, and she's our friend. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
And
glad to be back.
Well, it's I'm assuming that since you are back, that you're still in business.
I am still in business, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing. Okay, let's go back just in case people might not, in case some folks might not remember what the story is. I told them that you won the contest, the business plan contest. Palo Alto Software conducted. They gave you a nice little $25,000 check to help you get your business going.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah, that helped out a lot, I know. And so back around the 1st of October or so, you opened up your business. And what was it like the first day?
Oh, it was such a high. It was just unbelievable. You know, it was hard to believe that it was really open. It had been such a roller coaster getting there. And such a scramble the day before we opened. You know, everything happened last minute, getting
right.
The store built out finished and getting all the inventory put out.
Now, you're not in a mall, are you?
I'm in an outdoor mall. I guess
right.
You call it like a lifestyle mall.
Okay. And when you opened the door the first day, were there people waiting to come in?
No.
Darn. You were heartbroken, weren't you? Crestfallen. Because you thought surely they'd be lined up around the corner, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't expect them to be lined up, but I expected some good traffic.
Yeah? Did you get any?
Yeah, I got traffic the first day. You know, it, of course, was not exactly what I had projected.
Right.
That's kind of the lesson that I'm learning.
What was that lesson?
That things aren't exactly what I projected.
Yeah. Well, you know what I learned, what a mentor of mine told me 25 years ago? Projections are always wrong.
I'm sure that's very true.
It is true. Yeah, they're always right. They're never exactly. They're either better or worse.
Yeah.
But did you make some sales the first day?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Was that exciting to take the first buck in?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was exciting to make the sales. It was exciting to hear the reaction to the store.
Now, two and a half or so months later, how do your projections look? So you can't worry about one day. You can't annualize 1 month of activity. You gotta have spend some time in it. So now that you've sort of road tested your projections a little bit in the real marketplace, how do they stack up now?
I'm still off. I'm still below projections. But
yeah.
What I'm doing is making adjustments, and fortunately, I've got areas where I can make adjustments, and we'll make it work out.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think your projections being off has to do with people not even knowing that you're there?
I think that's a lot of it. I mean, the reaction to the store has been very, very positive.
Right.
I've had a lot of return customers, which tells me that I'm doing something right.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggie. When somebody does business with you, that's a pretty cool thing. But when they come back, that's even cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really just a matter of building traffic, and the traffic has not been what I had projected.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now is there any particular reason? Any environmental things going on with that particular shop, or the macro traffic of the community that would cause that?
Well, I think I was very very optimistic about the time of year that I was opening. You know, I was very focused on getting open prior to the holiday season,
right.
And knowing that would be some good momentum. And then I think November Well, October and November were a little bit weird in retail. A lot of people were saying it had to do with the election, and that, that happens every time.
Right.
So I hadn't anticipated that. But I know a lot of the other retailers in the center that I'm in were kind of off in their October, November. So now that we're getting into the heart of the holiday season, traffic is definitely picking up. And my numbers are picking up, so that's a good thing.
Well, okay, now, who are you marketing to? Are you marketing to ladies or to men?
Well, right now, I'm marketing more to men. Actually, tonight, we're doing an event that's a gentleman's night, and we did one a couple weeks ago, and it was great fun.
Yeah? So, what's that all about?
But, well, basically, we've got, it's a way to make guys feel comfortable about coming in and shopping at a lingerie store, because a lot of guys are very timid about that, and so we're just having a nice little party.
We like the idea of it, but we're not too crazy about the reality of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some guys are great at it. They come in, they know what they want, they enjoy picking it out, but I would say the majority...
Well, but are you sure that they're not, you know, if they buy the larger sizes, you might want to be, you know, concerned about those guys.
Yeah.
But those of us who don't wear lingerie ourselves.
Yeah. You know, but, kind of confused by the sizing and,
right.
you know, just almost no clue. So just giving them a lot of help doing that, you know, having some nice hors d'oeuvres, some wine and some beer, actually having a couple of lingerie models.
How about, oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't get invited to that. How come I didn't get invited to that?
Well, you'll get invited to the one that's for Valentine's
Day. Well, you be sure to do that, and don't be surprised if I show up. How about now? You said you have some beer and wine and stuff like that. How about a remote control? See, we feel guys' blood pressure goes way down, and we sort of settle down a whole lot if we just have a remote control in our hands.
That's a great idea.
Have you thought about that? See, I've been saying for years, I think I told you when you were on the show the last time, if you know, whenever I go shopping with my wife in the women's department, you know, if they would just have me a nice comfy chair and, you know, something to snack on and a remote control with a 27, you know, maybe just a 27-inch screen. Doesn't have to be a 54-inch. And the ball game on, I mean, you know, she could wear out the face of the plastic.
Well, I've got the chairs and the refreshments. I don't have the big screen.
Well, see. You have to understand is with all the other things going on, that's the entertainment. But we still need a remote control.
So okay.
We need to be able to push some buttons or something. So you might want to think about that. Okay. What I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask you what you're thinking about for 2005. What have you learned in the last 2 months that will help you to make sure that you're still in business a year from now? It is 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're speaking with Terry Levine. She is the owner, the proud new owner of the company Clair de Lune, which is a European-influenced lingerie boutique.
My heart is crying.
We are back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Terry Levine is our guest. She's the proud owner of a lingerie boutique called Clair de Lune in Kansas City, Missouri. And Terry, the website is clairdelunekc.com, right?
That's right.
And that's clairdelunekc for Kansas City. .com. Guys, check that out. Actually, ladies and guys, check that out. I'm only saying that because I went there and I went on her gentleman's night's link. And that's as close as I guess as we come to seeing some of the things that you have available in your store, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I'm planning on developing the website quite a bit more, but it's a little bit down the road. First, I had to get the actual operation open. So.
Well, I really encourage you to do that, Terry, because... you know, for example, I might buy something for you. I don't live in Kansas City, but I could be one of your customers if I could see some stuff on your website. And here's the thing to remember, and I'm saying this to you and everybody else out there who's listening, I don't have to be able to buy it from you to be able to do business with you. It would be fine with me to look at it on your website and then call you and ask you to order it send it to me. So don't wait until you have, till you can afford an e-commerce component. Don't forget, part of e-business is e-shopping.
No, that's good.
So think about that. And that doesn't cost that much. It's not that expensive to put up a catalog. Where the expense comes in, and it's not prohibitive, but it is a little bit, and that is the e-commerce component where people actually take your money and that sort of thing. That does take a little cash. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what are you doing? How do you feel about 2005? Are you optimistic about it, or now that you've had a few months under your belt, what do you think?
Oh, I'm definitely optimistic because I'm determined to make the store successful. So I have to be optimistic.
Those are the words that I'm glad to hear you say, Terry, because, I mean, when you say I'm determined to make it successful, that means that, you know, you're going to do whatever you have to do.
Right.
And there's something that I wrote about recently, Terry, about the differences, the two kinds of entrepreneurs. One is somebody who wants to do something entrepreneurial, and the other is somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur. And you sound like the second one. And that you're not going to let any setbacks get in your way. You're going to persevere and make it happen.
Right. And everything is still new. You know, I don't have, you know, each month is a new adventure, and I'm going to see what happens with that month. And I suppose it will continue to be that way. But, you know, when I'm looking into the new year, I don't have an old year to look at to compare it to yet. So so it's all just an adventure, basically.
Right. Well, and you've learned that there are two sides of your business now. You've got the lingerie side of the business, the operating of an actual lingerie business, and then the other side is the operation of the business, the banking,
right,
the employees, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned? What's something you've learned about the operation side in the last 2 months that you didn't know?
I need to get some better systems in place.
Cash management?
In terms of the numbers end of it, you know, keeping track of, because I'm doing all the bookkeeping and so forth myself.
Right.
And I just don't have good systems in place for that. I'm a good numbers person, but right now I'm still carrying files, you know, manila file folders back and forth to work every day.
Right.
And, you know, just haven't gotten them all organized, and I'm keeping up with things, but definitely need some help getting some systems.
How many employees do you have?
I have 3 part-time.
What have you learned about managing people?
Well, I've already changed a couple of employees since I've been open.
Did you have to fire some people?
Yes.
Okay. How'd that work out?
Well, it was, you know, very, very difficult, but I needed to make the adjustments, and I needed to make sure that the people that were in there were strong and were the type of people that I wanted representing my store.
And it wasn't easy, but you had to take the steps, and you did it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Okay. What about the banking situation? What have you learned about dealing with your bank?
Well, my banker is fantastic. So, I mean, he's a great guy, and he's very involved in the business. He's very responsive to me. You know, I'm still kind of learning how to work with my loan and get the funds out of that.
Right.
And how to, you know, make my deposits. I had to go to the bank before I opened, and they sat down with me and did a banking 101.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what I would do at the end of the day with the cash register.
You had a real, you did have a good banker.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, as far as the systems, I got about 30 seconds. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to fix your systems?
Talk to people that know how to do it.
Get somebody to help you?
Yeah.
Get somebody in there to help you. How about getting on computer? Do you need to automate this more?
Oh, no. I've got a great computer system.
Okay.
But I need to learn how to use it better.
Right. Use it better and manage the paperwork. You got to deal with the paperwork, right?
Right.
And, of course, taxes, you got that coming up that you haven't had to deal with probably. You got a tax issue coming up in January, don't you?
Right.
With
payroll
taxes and all that. That'll be interesting. Terry, will you come back in the future and keep us posted on how things are going?
I would love to.
Well, I'd love to have you back. And don't forget to invite me to the next gentleman's night.
Okay, I will.
I'm looking forward to getting that catalog, too.
Okay.
Give us the website one more time.
It is ClaireDeLuneKC.com.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Thanks, Terry. Good luck and happy holidays.
Okay, thank you. You too, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Wilma Goldstein and our new friend, Julie Weeks. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.